This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East trying to restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. She just left Cairo this morning and will be in Jerusalem and the West Bank all today. Her trip is being dominated by the crisis in Gaza. Bloody fighting there over the weekend left more than 100 Palestinians dead. The Israelis say they attacked Gaza to stop rockets fired from there from hitting civilians in Israel. The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, responded to Israel's attacks by suspending peace talks. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Renee.
So Secretary Rice this morning held talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Has she persuaded him to resume talks with the Israelis?
Well, it was a convoluted answer from President Abbas. Basically, he didn't answer. He didn't say that he was going to go back to the negotiating table. He talked about how things need to improve on the ground. Israelis need to start moving along what's called the roadmap to peace, and that means stopping settlement expansion, easing checkpoints. So he was very vague about whether or not these talks were going to start again. But he was very adamant that the Israelis have to stop what he called its aggression so that there's a proper atmosphere for the talks. And I'll just tell you a little bit about the atmosphere here today. You know, when Secretary Rice came in, she met with him in the Mukata, which is the presidential compound, and all the flags were flying at half-staff in memory of what Abbas said was 120 people killed in Gaza over the weekend.
The Americans and the Israelis have tried to isolate Hamas in its Gaza stronghold by dealing only with the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. Does not sound like that strategy is working.
Well, it isn't, but, you know, the idea is that you don't want to do anything that could hurt Abbas, the more moderate wing of the Palestinian polity, let's say. So the idea of working with Hamas or dealing with Hamas is something the Bush administration does not want to do. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization. But Secretary Rice was in Cairo a bit earlier today, and the Egyptians do have contacts with Hamas, with all sides in this conflict, and have been calling for a ceasefire. And the Egyptian foreign minister told Secretary Rice that Hamas will have to be dealt with.
Well, Secretary Rice says she wants the violence to stop, but she has refused to call for a ceasefire, which some see as a green light for Israel to resume its military action. How does she explain that?
Well, she again refused to call for a ceasefire. She talks about how the violence needs to stop, and she says first and foremost, Hamas needs to stop its rocket attacks into Israel. She says that the Israelis do have to be wary of having civilians caught in the crossfire and have to think about the day after and think about having a partner for peace, because the way that this campaign went over the weekend made it impossible for Abbas to continue on through negotiations.
Well, just finally, Michelle, this trip was originally intended to encourage the peace process, which started last fall in Annapolis amid great optimism. Now it seems that the process is in disarray. Is the best the secretary can hope for is to resume talks?
That's mainly what she's looking for now, and to try to get the two sides to make some of their initial steps along this path, easing restrictions on movement and access, for instance, with Palestinians. President Bush earlier this year predicted that there was going to be a signed peace deal by the end of this year. Secretary Rice was a little bit more vague on that. I mean, she says she's still confident that if there's will, the two sides can conclude, as she put it, an agreement that can lead to the creation of a Palestinian state.
Thanks very much, NPR's Michelle Kellerman, traveling with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.